All right, catching up with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. And I really appreciate some time this week kind of getting us updated on the ice fishing out there in Marquette County.
No problem, Adam.
So let's get right into it. I want to talk about improving ice conditions, number one. I've been hearing about a lot easier ice to get around. Is that the case of what you're seeing and hearing out there?
Yeah, definitely we're gaining ice. There's still quite a bit of slush on the surface on some of the Midland lakes that a lot of people haven't traveled on where there's not the beaten path going to. I always recommend, you know, going out and spudding first or, you know, use extreme caution on some of them lakes that no one's really treaded on yet. But overall, people are excited. Good ice. They're running all over with snowmobiles and quads and having a good time.
So I'm assuming you haven't heard about any fishable ice on any of Lake Superior yet?
Not yet, Adam. Nope.
Let's get right into the fishing then. What have you been hearing?
A lot of people are getting out and having a good time, picking up all kinds of fish and multiple species. I mean, a lot of guys are out chasing northerns, and, you know, there's a lot of guys out jigging for, you know, your walleye, your perch, crappie, and bluegills. Everyone seems to be in good spirits and having a good time out there and trying new products and coming in and getting suggestions. And we've been sending some people out, and they're coming back with some good stories, and the kids are having fun and getting a lot of new people involved as well.
Any hot tips you could throw along for, you know, one species doing better than another?
If you're going to be jigging and there's northerns or walleyes in the lake, don't be afraid to put a tip up down, especially if you're not maximizing your line for anglers. It's a successful way to broaden up the fishing for a lot of people.
Well, one thing I wanted to get into with you is how Wilderness Sports has just transformed over the last couple of weeks here. I mean, you guys are loaded with ice fishing gear all of a sudden. So can we get a little more time from you, dive into that, and then maybe even get into some hot tips for those that are just getting into ice fishing in our next Outdoor Report?
Problem, Adam.
All right, stay tuned. We'll continue with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.